is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. I have the honor and privilege of being joined by my brothers in faith and humanity. To the right, I have the one and only brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me here. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And to my right,
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for having me, Abdullah al-Musawi.
Brother Habib, at your service. I'm studying in the Hausa. I've been studying for 10 years, Mashallah. Which is a long time for,
it is,
to some
to
extent.
To be studying anything, really.
Yeah, and...
And Brother Abdullah?
Well, I am in the same boat as Brother Habib. We kind of started together in Hausa. Maybe he was like a year before me.
I was a year before you.
Yeah. So we both students of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Brother Habib, would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I like to go outside. Depending on the people, the community that I sit down with, the gatherings are very important.
Oh, so you pick and choose.
Yes.
You don't socialize for the sake of socializing.
That's the advice of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, اختر المجالس لعينك. Which means pretty much choose carefully the assemblies or the gatherings that you sit in and that you are in. And pretty much it's very important. Time wasting comes up to mind. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sins that might come up.
Through speech.
Yeah, like really, the devil could be a human being, right? And they just want to make problems. They just want to waste your time. They just want to, you know, see people fall into problems. That's how they're good. They're sick. Anyways, yes, I do socialize, but I socialize with, you know, a specific circle.
Mm.
And usually the socialize benefits me either in the hereafter, my lessons, or money.
Given the fact that you've just stated you're very mindful of the quality of your socializing, is it safe to say that there are times you prefer your own company over others?
Of course.
There are times that you choose to be alone.
Every human being needs time alone, even from the wife, even from the children. I know some people who are blessed in some situations. There are times where you just need to sit down between you and yourself. You know, and the other day, when I first got married, my wife used to always tell me, why are you sitting down? What are you thinking about? I told her, nothing.
She said,
what do you mean nothing? Seriously, nothing. Just sitting down, just like, leave me alone.
Blank.
Just leave me alone. And then one day she was very busy with, I don't know, with the children. She had a dentist appointment. She had, I don't know, her friends coming over. And she was just so busy. And then after the children slept, after they took so much time from her and energy, she just sat down. I told her, said, you were right. Human beings do need this. We need to just sometimes to sit down, gather our thoughts.
And recharge.
And recharge. Just, you know, leave out everything. You know, if we stay with all this, you know, connections, especially on social media, where you're connected with people from America and you're connected from people in China and you're connected from people in Iran and you're connected from people in Lebanon, and then you're just everywhere. You're everywhere. That takes energy. That takes time. And we need to, you know, sometimes just sit down by ourselves.
For sure. How about you, Sayyidina? Do you prefer to be alone most of the times, or do you appreciate company?
I do appreciate company if they are company. There are people, because they're sitting around you, it doesn't make them company. There are specific people that you feel you are in sync with them, you're in touch with them on a...
Compatible, yeah.
More than compatible. Sometimes you have friends that are compatible with them, but more than an hour and they become annoying. But there are those who, if you could use this term, soulmates, or those who are in touch on a spiritual or soul level, those people you never get sick of, I guess. The more time you spend them, the better. But like Brother Habib said, there are times where any human being, doesn't matter who you live with, you do need a bit of space and time. Generally speaking, for me as a person, I am a very introvert. I don't like to socialize as much. I have always been this way, yes. I mean, I do go to gatherings and stuff like that, but me personally, I would rather be by myself. Unless there's a special someone, that's a different. But more than that, no thanks. I'll pass.
Has anyone ever said to you that there's something wrong with you because you're so introverted?
A lot of people have. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't deny the fact that people told me that I, even beginning with my own family members, they said to me, there's something. I remember even my dad used to tell me that. I'm like in my closed environment, in my own room or doing my own thing. Even when I'm in the house and there are people, I would like to stay in my own room and not to talk with people. So this has been, I think, since childhood, I've been like that. And I don't know if there are other factors, whether it's right to wrong, is, I don't know. I'm not going to become a therapist for myself. But as far as I'm concerned, that when I'm alone, I'm at peace.
Hmm.
Because when I'm not alone...
No one can bother you.
I don't know. Me personally, I'm very sensitive. I get, like, a person might say something to me or do something and I get hurt a lot. So I'd rather to keep myself locked in.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't know you like that, brother. You know, this is the first time I understand you that way. If someone doesn't, you know, smack me, doesn't bash talk to me,
brother Habib,
I get kind of like, is this person talking behind my back or something? What's up?
Can I say this about you, brother Habib? You in Hausa used to wrestle with other students in the courtyard of the Hausa.
That's his love language. Do you think that there's this cookie cutter that we can just put on this dough, which is society, and let everyone fit into the shape of whatever cookie it is that we want to bake, and say it's best if human beings are introverted, or it's best if human beings are extroverted?
Of course, the first thing that popped up to my mind when you said cookie dough and, you know, you put the thing, Shrek 2. I don't know why, but
the
Shrek,
Muffin Man?
The movie. Yeah, I think it was because of him. But anyway, Shrek is a good movie. Anyway, but the thing is that human beings are different. Every culture is different. Every person, inside every house, there's a difference. For example, your brother's different from you, your sister's different from you, your mother's different from you, your father's different from you. There are specific traits in every human being that, you know, makes them, I'm going to say in a good way, shine. Makes them distinct from their other members of society, household, or whatever. And is it good for everyone to be an extrovert or an introvert? I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to deal about that. But there are ways of dealing with people. There are ways of, you know, how to be social. In any manner, human beings are social creatures. We need society to, you know, strive. Whether you like it or not. See, for example, when you take a selfie and you're having a long time picking out the emoji good enough for you, what are you doing? You're interacting with society, whether you like it or not. That's up to you. On this basis, Islam has come up with the ideas and mentalities and instructions of how to deal with society, how to deal with, you know, extroverts and how to deal with introverts. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to socialize.
To a degree.
You have to socialize.
To get your affairs moving on.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know why, but I feel like there's this exaggeration on this idea, this concept of socialize, and, you know, we return it to mental illnesses. Some people drag it to a point. You're not sensitive about being sensitive. I know people being sensitive about being sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a sensitive person. Don't hurt me about my sensitivity. Right? Mm. No. Habibi, we're human beings. We have to interact. You have to go outside. You have to buy milk.
Mm.
How do you eat cereal without milk? Anyways.
You can eat it dry.
with
warm water. Now, the idea is, like, we can't shape society or people into being either introvert or extrovert. At the end of the day, no matter how introvert I am, I still have to go out to gatherings. I still have to gossip with people. I have to go
lessons,
and
you
interact
have to
with
come
people.
Here.
Right now, me being who I am, I'm sitting with you guys, right? And I go outside, I have gatherings, I give classes, I give lectures. So I am, you know, constantly with people. But inside me, whether I feel like being alone or not, that's a different issue. But at the end of the day, you have to deal with society based on, you know, your needs basis, I guess.
You guys have very different personality sets, and that just makes this conversation even more interesting. Sayyid Abdullah, when was the last time you felt, I mean, given the fact that you're an introverted person, have there been any times where you felt, okay, I'd rather not be alone? being alone sucks.
It does. Being alone, I do admit, being alone sucks. And there's no one that knows this concept more than me. So, yeah, so it sucks. But obviously, throughout this loneliness that you're cocooned in, you do feel the urge and the need to be with somebody. Because then, like Brother Habib said, human beings were created from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be social creatures. We're not alone. We're not cavemen. So there is a longing to someone else. Now, be it a wife, a spouse, like Allah says, sakanun lakum, you know, they are a comfort for you, because at the end of the day, you'll always need that comfort. Or it's a close friend that you will feel, you know, special towards. So at the end of the day, you do feel, in your times of loneliness, you will definitely feel the urge to be with somebody.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Brother Habib, you are more extroverted than the both of us. And you're actually good at socializing. You're very open. You speak to everyone. You laugh at everything. During these times of socializing, even when it was with the cliques that you do appreciate, did you ever feel like, I just want to get out of here. I want to go home.
There are certain groups that, but it's that point where, like, all right, it's not about me stopping from socializing. It's about me halting myself from being with this environment, with this group. I remember this happened to me last year. Like, I had a group of friends that, for example, we would go for a reading session, and then after that we would go, for example, to either play football or to exercise or do something, you know, just to move. And we were sitting down and we were talking, and you know, in the middle of it, I just felt like, these guys are not, you know.
Okay.
It's not about stopping from socializing.
Uh-huh. It was the people.
I don't know if I want to continue like this.
All right, okay. That's interesting. But there's also a hadith, I believe, I'm probably butchering it, you guys know better than I do, that is along the lines of be with the people, but
live with the people in a manner that you live with them with your body, but if your soul is somewhere else.
There we go. Yeah. I knew you'd deliver.
That's the concept of, this is something that I wanted to add, what Sayyid Abdullah was stating, that it's hard, it sucks to be, you know, alone. And we have this saying available, if I'm not wrong, it's available in the Surah Al-Kahfi, I'm sure, that the 12th hadith, the long hadith between Imam Kadhim alayhi salam and Hisham al-Hakam, where he's saying the merits of the intellect and mind. And he says that Allah, that these intellectual people, these true intellectual people, will stay away from society. Why? Because of the ignorance that they see from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives them the strength to stay, you know, alone.
Isolated.
Yeah, they would rather live in this sucky and, you know, lonely place rather than interact with society who are, you know, do not have any intellect.
Because it's so painful to them, isn't it?
It's painful to be lonely, but it's more painful to be with the ignorant people.
Yep.
That's one thing. And then, therefore, at the end of the day, there's also this concept of, you know, having to interact. In the sayings of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, a man came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He told him that one of your Shias, one of your followers, he stays at home. He tells him, how does this person teach other people? How does he learn? How does he pray? Because, you know, meaning congregation prayer, yeah. Right, and everything. So the one way to combine these two, you know, concepts is that, yes, you live with people with your body, but spiritually, intellectually, mentally, you're not with them. Your body's with them. Your body is with them in the stores. Your body's with them in the assemblies, in the meetings and everything. But your soul is somewhere else. It's something else. We also have this in the okay, go ahead. The Sa'at al-Huquq, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, was also available. All right, anyway.
That was very interesting. And thank you so very much for all introverts, extroverts, those who prefer to be alone or those who can't stand it for a single moment. I hope there was some positive takeaway from today's discussion. Until another salam and greeting, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.